Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Episode of the American Journal. We got your calls on the board. We're going to take more of them. We just want to take a moment to say thank you to everybody. I mean, you might have been watching this show for literally over a decade. So it means a lot to us to be able to close things out for you. Tim?
Yeah, it's been an honor. It's been a privilege to be able to do this. I think about it and I just realize all the memories that have been here. I know I'm coming at the end here, but I can see how much this place means to people. I can see how much the show means to the audience. And, you know, we want to do the right thing by giving it the proper goodbye, by just allowing you guys to continue to be having a conversation with us today rather than just taking an interview or something.
Sure.
We want to make this about you guys.
We're never talking at you. We're talking with you because, like, we think we're embodying y'all's spirit and what we cover and what we say, because it's all based on what y'all want. Like, that's what the show has always been about. That's why this network has been successful, is because we're not trying to preach you a message that came on from down high. We're just like you. We watch the same shows that you do. We do the same things that you do. We have families just like you. We are you. So it means a lot to talk to you. Let's go back to the calls.
Let's do number 11, Nimrod. Okay. In Dallas.
You're on the air.
Nimrod, you there?
Yes, sir. How you boys doing?
Doing
fantastic,
great.
Man.
Great to speak with you guys. Really sorry to see the show go. I want to make a quick point. You know, Donald Trump is absolutely nothing without Alex Jones. Alex Jones was MAGA before Trump. Alex Jones was 1776 worldwide. Well, Donald Trump was still partying with Jeffrey Epstein. And at this point, we know Donald Trump is fully compromised. So the world knows that Alex Jones was, is, and always will be our one true leader. And Alex has proven that he is the only man left on earth that cannot be bought and paid for. And the reason I'm bringing this up on the American Journal is because I have a message for Alex Jones. Alex, you won't be around forever. And at some point, you're going to need to take a well-deserved retirement. And someone needs to fill your shoes. And there's only one man that's up to the task. I love Owen and Harrison and Chase, but only one man was born for the job. And the InfoWar is Rex Jones' birthright. And you need to make sure Rex and Tim have a primetime slot on the new network. The gray area is the future of populism. That's all I want to say. God bless
Very
you guys.
Very kind. Thank you so much for that, Nimrod. That would be wonderful. Really appreciate the spirit of what you're saying there and also the literal nature of it. We want to be on the new network. I think that's the plan.
It is.
Whatever that shapes up into being. People, they ask me a lot of questions about the new network. They'll say, like, oh, what's going to happen when? Like, do you know the specifics of it? We have an interim studio, so the broadcast, the party will never truly stop, but there will be a period where things are going to get kind of reformulated, rescheduled, moved around. We do agree. I want the opportunity to communicate with the audience. I really love the audience and I feel bonded with them and I feel like they know me and I know them, and some of them have been watching me for literally like 13, 14 years at this point.
Yeah.
I want to continue to be connected with you guys, and keep in mind, I'm going to be doing New American Journal, My American Journal on X starting off, but also we'll make a YouTube, we'll make a Rumble. The best way to stay in the loop and to catch my new morning show, which will be 8 to 11 a.m., just like this one, so you have a new place to go, because I know a lot of people love and have learned to kind of watch the journal in the morning.
Yep.
If you still want to catch that great information, I'm doing a three-hour show. We're coming back in the evening. If it's a Thursday, Sunday, we'll do a 2 to 3 hour gray area. But if it's a normal day, I'll do a 90-minute countdown show. And a lot of that is going to be in the spirit of what we're going to do on the new network, because my dad wants to kind of get away from like the super long format. He wants to drill down into the info that we give people.
Yep.
And I think that's why me and Tim have really bonded over the deep dive, is it's really like how I'd like to formulate a lot of the information that I'm going to provide to people in the future.
Yeah. No, it is everything. And Nimrod, I really do appreciate the kind words there.
Sure.
You know, however the ball falls, you'll still catch us. We'll still be on air, whether it's on gray area or something else. We're not going to stop. You know, we're just getting started. We only started
totally
just 6 months ago. So.
Totally. Let's go to Nick in Connecticut. Trump's 180 and the attack. I like that descriptor there. Caller number 8, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing, Rex? So I had to call in, and I'm glad I got through on the last day. I've talked to Owen before. I've talked to Harrison. I've talked to your dad a couple times, and I'm really glad I got to speak to you. So it really makes me sick. What Trump's doing. I mean, you know, Harrison kind of went over the footage yesterday of the trial, your dad, and how they, you know, they admitted that they'd done studies that your dad was instrumental more than anyone else by multiples.
I had that clip Trump in my elected. Rundown for today. Great minds think alike. Go ahead. You're 100% right. More influential than Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh combined. That's what they said.
Exactly. And this is why, you know, there, you know, when you Google search your dad and Sandy Hook, nothing comes up until a certain point when they decided this is what we're going to do to get back at Alex Jones for getting him, you know, for him getting Trump into office. And the fact that Trump can just 180 and turn on everybody who backed him, who got him to where he is, it literally hurts my stomach to even think about. And the fact is that we're going to lose our country because of this. I mean, if Democrats get back in office, I don't even want to think about what they're going to do. I mean, they've told us what they're going to do. And, you know, it's all but certain that they're going to take the House and probably the Senate in the midterms. And then, you know, I don't want to think too far ahead, but, you know, what they have planned, you know, obviously your father and your whole family has a target on their back. And so do many other people, but just the average citizen who backed Trump, you know, we all have a target on us, and they're going to flood our country. And they're going to, you know, the things that they have planned are just unspeakable. But
I would say with the 2028 election, I think everyone's kind of tired of the charades.
Sure.
So, I mean, there are more people that are independent like myself than who are on either party anymore. Or I mean, they're still.
We're going to have.
I'm just saying there's more people that are kind of waking up. Mm-hmm. So the Democrats are not just going to be able to, even for their own camp, just completely propagandize everyone again, because we've been through this before with Biden.
We're going to build our own new political consciousness, and we don't even have to come up with a new platform. It's literally what Trump ran on and lied about doing. The thing is, it's not like we had another guy like a Bush or a Clinton or an Obama that just came in with some like HR rep plan on a piece of paper and just lied about everything they did, everything that they were going to do. And just like, it was bad from the start, right? You didn't understand it. It was written like terms and conditions for you.
Yeah.
Like Trump literally came out in plain English and said, reason why the country is bad, foreign entanglements, legal immigration, war. I'm going to put an end to all that. I'm going to be the peace president. And then we were just lied to. Yeah. But in that historic betrayal, to betray something means that there's something of value that was lost in the first place. Right. And all we got to do is pick that up out of the dirt and wash it off. And we got to have somebody or some other people, just in general, a new political party, a new movement that rejects all of this. That's my personal opinion. I like people tentatively like Massey. I like people tentatively like Rand Paul. But it's so hard when you look at the entire just ship of fools and a sea of monsters. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Anthony in Pennsylvania talking about the deep dive. What's on your mind related to that?
I love that deep dive. That was like definitely a great thing to do, because I've always paid attention to how these agencies work, how they feed us all these narratives and information and images. Like when the TV was created, we had only a few channels, and they call them channels and programs for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just like channeling a certain idea set, like the food network or travel network.
Yep.
And you can see it happening in like shows on MTV. I was watching, that Catfish show once. And there was a guy sitting there with his BLM shirt on, with the commercial came back. He got a rainbow flag shirt on with the commercial come back. You know, I watch all these little changes that happen on these shows. And we watched Top Gear from in the UK.
I mean, everyone's signaling, right? Like that's the thing that happens very often, whether you're on the right or whether you're on the left, and that BLM switching to the to the transgender stuff or whatever you were saying, I mean, those things do exist, you know, and it's just like, that's why we cover it. That's why Rex and I hold the position so strong to just like,
sure.
Just question everything.
Yeah. And we're tired of being lied to, man. Yeah. And we thought we had someone that might tell us some truths, and it's just such a betrayal to see what ended up going down. We gave that man power. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jay in Maine, the spell that Trump put on everyone. Jay, you're on the air.
How you doing? You guys are doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. And Alex is 100% correct in the way he feels right now. This is discernment. This is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is telling him something's very, very wrong. And I'll tell you what that is. Trump, as well as everybody around him, are satanic Kabbalists. These are spells that they're putting on us, as well as the deep dive. You were talking about it with the media. These are all spells. If you go back to Trump's first term, Marina Abramovich, in multiple interviews,
yes,
called Trump the high magician or the great magician. Okay? Truth in plain sight. Second, he did a speech near the wall. I don't recall what the speech was called, but you should be able to find it, where he said, "You knew I was a snake before you let me in." This is the revelation of
the famous snake poem. Yes. Yes, indeed.
That has a double meaning. People thought it was about immigration. He was telling you, this is me.
Right.
Okay, so he revealed his method years ago.
The sympathetic magic. Yes. Yes.
Correct. And you can also find the power that he built off MAGA is the highest level of the satanic priesthood. It's called a MAGA, M-A-G-A. That's what he is. Everybody around him, the same thing. They're priests. That Lutnick, Kushner, Levin, Chabad Lubavitch, which sits in front of every president when they come in. These are the guys in the black hats that stand around the president.
I've seen. I think we've all seen the photographic evidence of what you're talking about. People could dismiss it as crazy. I say just look at the images at the Western Wall with all our politicians.
Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to number two. Or you wanted to read something?
Oh, no, that's fine. Number two, yeah. Alex in North Virginia. Thank
Some
you for being on
for
the
me.
Air with us today. You're giving props on the show and products. Awesome, man.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I wanted to definitely give props to the show so many years. Props to Alex Jones that I've been listening to him for, 30 years or whatever?
Awesome.
I got the Faraday bag from November. I got the new one coming.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Knives, y'all. I got the everything. Everything. Even the zeolite. I got three bottles of that. Yay, me. So the only thing is that I kind of don't like, I've been turned off where the show has turned because of the constant being against Trump and how it's unfolded. And, you know, everybody has their opinion. And my opinion is that I'm sticking with Trump all the way through because I know this wasn't going to be a clean fight. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be a lot of nail biting and finger poking and
Whose fight is it, though? Like, why do we have to go fight?
Well, we have to do it because the United States have been under control for almost 250 years.
By who? If I can ask, who is it under control by?
The British.
What?
They never liked that we broke off and decided to make, you know, America. They didn't like that. And so they needed to control everything. And so they're at the very end with their fingertips gripping control. And Trump is breaking it. I mean, it's got to be the fight. There is no other fight. In my lifetime, I haven't felt one.
Let me step in real quick here. First of all, Britain is under America's finger. It's very evident whenever we go and do joint operations, whenever we have economic decisions, Britain is our lapdog that follows exactly what the United States does. And it's proven because we have private industries, we have all the investment, all the liquidity comes through the New York Stock Exchange more than the London Exchange. So United States is the hegemony. It's number one in the world because of that, right? Britain had its last fallout after World War II once they were decimated. The United States stepped in, propped up itself. Britain would be the reserve currency of the world if it was really in charge. So I just want to make that clear that there's no way that Britain is controlling us at this point.
Well, that's why it's two minds. But, you know, you can't be a truly sovereign state. I mean, a sovereign country come July 4th if you're still dealing with these problems.
Does Israel have any role at all to play in the conflict? Are they a puppet of the British Empire as well? I mean, obviously created a British mandate of Palestine, but is Netanyahu like a small player in this in your view?
Netanyahu is a big time player.
Okay.
And Israel.
Well, why are we supporting him?
That's one thing that I haven't really put my finger on other than, you know, they know black magic and witchcraft and all that fun stuff, hypnotism, all that. What they've always done. They've hypnotized, they've gotten into every government that they could get into, and they brought every government
so
that they could get into down.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, if
you're gonna ride with Trump, like ride or die with Trump, I get that. I get having loyalty to Trump, but if you think all this is going on, and is it happening to Trump? Is he immune from it?
He's not immune. He's getting attacked also. But in the very end, when all the smoke clears, they're going to get dealt with last.
Okay, so question for you. This is my last question, right? I am sure that you or personally or maybe even people that are in your family or people that are close to you that have been affected by what's happening in the economy right now. And a lot of that is steered from the top of the spear, which is the president. How do you judge that as your gas prices have significantly increased, as you know, the cost of living, this, you're in survival mode for most people? How do you rationalize that? I just want to understand your perspective here.
Well, so you already know I'm in Virginia, and you know already that we're dealing with this BS over here. But previous to Trump getting back in, when Biden was under control, what was the gas? The gas national average was what, $3.60, I believe, and it hit $4. When mm-hmm. Obama was in office, gas was $4 or $5, and that's over here in Virginia. The cost of living has not dropped. It's increasing, and that's because of all of the people, all of the illegal immigrants that are over here.
Okay, hold on. 1 second. Look, I want to address the thing before you jump into another tangent on
going to
legal.
I just
want to address what you're saying about Obama and Biden, 100%. That's why I hated what happened. They also didn't do the right thing by the American people, especially Biden. But I put Trump in the same camp. No matter which administration comes in, at some point Trump was supposed to be the one to cut in.
We got to hold these people accountable.
Right.
For their
so everyone has to be held accountable. If it was Biden and he won another administration, you wouldn't be sitting here saying that, you know, we've got to defend Biden.
We appreciate the call. Thank you. We could go back and forth on that for a while.
Yeah,
we're closing out the show here, guys. This is the last ever episode of The American Journal. I want to let y'all know, maybe you're getting ready for the Alex Jones show. We hope you are. He's got a powerful transmission queued up. I know we'll be watching that.
Yeah.
Of course, his powerful response about to happen after this segment. But here's the thing. If you guys want to see more of us and more of me, we're going to be on Gray Area Talks Thursday and Sunday from now until the end of the universe. Okay. We've been doing shows for months and months and months. We've really been enjoying them. A lot of you guys watching right now have probably maybe already checked that out, but we're Gray Area Talks on YouTube, on X, and on Rumble. Yeah. So go ahead and go there. Give us a follow. Give us a subscribe. It would mean the world to us. We do those live broadcasts. Now, for you people that are out there that have gotten habituated to this morning broadcast, and I got to be honest, I'm usually an afternoon, evening viewer of the network, but I'm getting in the flow now of just loving the morning show and wanting to be the first chronicler you see in news for that day. It's been such an amazing experience. I'm going to continue to take calls. I'm going to continue to have amazing guests. Going to continue to have the best information available. It's going to be live every morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you want to go ahead and just throw up my Twitter and show people that, I want to let you know. And also keep in mind, Tim is tagged in my profile. Gray Area Talks is tagged in my profile.
Give me a follow. I do Please. The deep dives because I love you guys.
And it's really, it's easier for us to do outreach and to get on these big shows and these big platforms if we have the ability to have y'all supporting us by just giving us that follow, that subscribe. It shouldn't matter, but that number matters a lot. And it means a lot to us that you choose to support us and what we're doing. I also want to show you right now. I know we got a lot of people here. I want to let you know. I have the original Knockout Sleep Support, reloaded, reformulated. I'm a supplement manufacturer. I'm a white labeler, and I ship it all out myself. Nose to tail, the entire process. You want to support American small business? I've got Knockout Sleep Support on 50percentoff.com. If you go to 50percentoff.com, you'll see a lot of things. You'll see Brain Force. You'll see Classic Toothpaste. You'll see a variety of items available for you on 50percentoff.com. But the main thing is Knockout Sleep Support. If you're out there, if you're taking a melatonin, if you're out there, you're taking a magnesium, a GABA, L-theanine, valerian root, lemon balm, hops flower extract, blue chamomile, German CO2 extracted from Germany, all of that is in there. It's $30. It's $30. If you're taking two or more products, you're already going to save like yourself $10, $15. And we want to offer you the best deals possible. By buying that product, you're supporting me, my future work, and my future operations. I want to throw Jones CBD up there as well. I love sleep formulas. Everybody takes stuff for sleep. Tons of people take melatonin. Melatonin is an incredibly powerful antioxidant, super anti-inflammatory, a lot of amazing effects that are just on record. You can look at the studies. But at JonesCBD.com, if regular melatonin isn't enough for you, I've got Dreamwave. Let's go ahead and click on Dreamwave. That's a 1500 milligram full spectrum CBD tincture that's got 3 to 6 milligrams, half a mil to full a mil of melatonin, 50 milligrams of CBD, and then 50 to 100 milligrams of German CO2 extracted blue chamomile. What I like to do when I go to bed, I brush my teeth, I wash my mouth out, and then I put that stuff in my mouth. I lie down, I go to sleep. The oil-based CBD is like 10 to 20% bioavailable, but only when it's directly under your tongue does it get up to like 80, 90, 100%. So with this stuff, it tastes great. It's incredible. It's got the melatonin and everything absorbs sublingually effortlessly because it tastes so good. So I got 50percentoff.com. I've got Knockout Sleep Support and I've got Jones CBD with the Dreamwave tincture and a lot more. But I wanted to plug because here's the thing. Other people, they sell the product or they do the show so they can sell the product. We sell the product so we can do the show. And doing stuff, gray area talks, doing the New American Journal broadcast in the morning. We need to put food on the table. This is a full-time job and it's been such an honor to do it for you.
It has been. And I want to give you your flowers because people don't understand how much Rex cares about
this. I really do.
Yesterday alone, he went on
American
Journal for 3 hours. Then he was on Due Dissonance for another hour. Then
3 hours.
Due Dissonance for another 3 hours. Then he was on Owen. And then he came on our own show after being exhausted from those and did another 2 hours with me. So he cares, guys.
I really do.
And he's grinding behind the scenes. He's trying to make sure that everything's happening and everyone is being impacted by what's happening out in the ecosphere of the logistics and the nightmare situations.
And I mean, I grew up here. I grew up in this building. When I was like 10, 12 years old, I was sitting behind this desk, maybe a little bit older, shooting reports, like cursing at myself because I couldn't get things right. And I would have to edit my reports and look back at it and it'd just be me saying the F word 100 times. I just can't get it right. I can't get it right. Yeah. If I could just go back to myself back then and just say, hey, man, it's all going to be okay. You're going to figure this out one day and you're going to be in that same studio a decade later doing what you've always loved and wanted to do. I finally feel like we got things figured out here. It's just been such an incredible experience.
And I am so glad when we started this, at first you weren't sure about yourself and you weren't sure whether you were going to go all the way through with this.
Absolutely.
It had been a long time since you had been on camera. You know, you had a lot of things that had built up over the years,
right.
But you believed in yourself. I pushed you, you pushed yourself.
Yes.
And you see the man today, you see where the generations have gone and we're in a full circle moment. We care about this country.
Yes,
Our generation is the next one that has to grow up and figure out how to raise our children in this generation.
Totally,
and you guys
totally
are also
agree.
At home have to deal with this. And we just want to bring light to the entire world. We want to bring light. And it sucks that this is the last time we have to do this on this network. But there's going to be something bigger around.
Indeed, you're going to want to stay tuned for that and more. If you go ahead and get that Ginyu Beat video tuned up again, let's go ahead and go out to that. I want to celebrate this show. I want to take it out gracefully. I want to do it well with skill and poise. And I just want to say thank you, American Journal. This is a great ship. It's been a great battleship in the fight against the enemy.
Guys.
And we will continue on into the new network on Gray Area Talks. And beyond, it has always been an honor and a joy, and we love you all. Rex Jones, Tim Tompkins, The American Journal is no more.
Have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.